98.1 KZE. MK with you. We have a live guest in the studio to kick off our Monday. Very excited to welcome him back. He has a new album coming out with an album release show on Thursday at the Colony in Woodstock. Please welcome to the KZE studios, Brother Jax.
Lean back on me, babe. 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 I haven't had much to say in the last few years. I was a happy bum in blue jeans, lifting up a shoestring, biding my time in a crowd of children, looking for stillness, chewing on wires. 65 degrees in the morning when I walk outside. Your love is a million blackbirds in a smooth blue sky moving through the air. I got up my courage and I started crying out in the yard again. The movement of a moth toward light, drone bombs and birds in the sky singing anyway, trying to do it anyway, trying to do it anyway. Lean back on me, babe. Lean back, lean back on me, babe. Lean back, lean back on me, babe. Lean back, lean back on me, babe. I'm moved at the breakneck speed of a seed on the wind, and everything happened quick. Lead death to the old king alive, to the refugee in a river that's jumping its banks in ecstasy for all the vacant eyes upon a screen to see that the heartless mind cannot set us free. Tonight I hear the coyote yip, 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 and calling me out of bed. I go walking out in the woods in the cold night air like a man possessed. See the snow reflect, the moon reflect, the sun reflect, the silent longing to be born and feel the warmth of you in my arms. Lean back on me, babe. Lean back, lean back on me, babe. Lean back, lean back on me, babe. Lean back, lean back on me, babe.
KZE. Brother Jax is my guest in the studio with a new album called End Times dropping. Does it drop on Friday?
The album is out.
It's out now.
It's out already.
Oh, dur. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and the album release show this Thursday at Colony with a full band.
With a full band and with some other wonderful local songwriters, Mallory Day and Harrison Bash.
Awesome. Who's in your band now?
Who's in my band? There's two Matthews. Matthew Gustafson, Matthew Kopek on drums and lead guitar. And we've got Augie McGillicuddy playing bass. Got Madeline Grace on backup vocals. Gabriel Dresdale on cello. And John, I don't know John's last name, John the Trumpet Man.
Cool. Wait, is it John Ackerman?
It is John Ackerman, yes.
I know John. He's such a good trumpet player.
He's amazing.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's good.
That's so much fun. So that's this Thursday. And that obviously that's a beautiful song. And last time I heard you play it, it was with Madeline adding harmonies. And it's just as beautiful solo. And I can't imagine how lovely it is fleshed out with the full band and the cello and the trumpet.
It's pretty good. Yeah. There is no trumpet on that song, but there is some nice cello.
Nice, yeah.
Some soaring cello.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the album. So you were just saying off mic, it's called End Times, which sounds a certain way, but you yourself are quite a positive person, I would say. So tell me why End Times?
I chose the album, the name End Times, to be cheeky.
Mm-hmm.
And just lean into the sort of general apocalyptic sentiment that's floating through our culture these days.
Yeah.
And I think like the music does have a certain kind of over the top quality to it. Like some of the songs are pretty cinematic and layered. So I felt like a dramatic name suited the music.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. I like the word cinematic as a descriptor.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Because I've sent you at least a couple of the songs. So you've
heard. We've been playing a couple.
Drama.
Yes. Nice. I appreciate drama. Is there a through line to the record? Is it conceptual at all or more of a collection of songs?
It's a collection of songs. It's a fairly recent collection of songs. So I suppose like the through line would be just like 2024, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Because that's when most of the songs were written. You know, I think there's a collection of love songs. Sort of a general theme is just growing up and trying to discover and understand how to be a good person in the world, how to be a good man. Mm. You know, that's my own journey sort of scribed in the music.
Yeah, that is an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I would love to hear another one. You got another one for us?
Yeah, let's do it. This is a song called Bogway. Me desperté otra vez en Bagüey. Esta vida me parece una serie de círculos que se cruzan y seguirán cruzan. Cada quien del pueblo viene por aquí. Cada quien del pueblo viene por aquí para comprar frijolitos y frescos y lo demás a este lugar que cuenta historia de paz. Seguirá contar historia de paz. Nos sumergimos en el lago, dentro del volcán, dentro del lago, como el mar. Y al oír ese sello desde el centro del mundo me causa recordar, me causa, me causa recordar.
98.1 KZE. Brother Jax is my guest live in studio. I was really getting lost in that one. I love when this happens, that the music that a guest brings to the studio perfectly matches the weather outside. I don't know if you feel the same way about that song, but yeah, I was just really vibing.
That's awesome. It's ironic because I wrote that song in Nicaragua and it's very hot.
Sunny and beautiful, I'm sure.
Hot and sunny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it lends itself well to a gray November day in Red Hook.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a bilingual record.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever write Spanish versions of the English songs, English versions of the Spanish songs? Do you ever go back and forth, or do you feel like some songs are lent better to one language or the other?
That's an interesting question. I've never tried to translate like fully fleshed out songs into, you know, another language.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes in the songwriting process, like I might be writing a song in Spanish and I might think of a phrase in English that feels relevant and then translate it into Spanish and play with it. Or like vice versa, if I'm writing a song in English and I'm having like some writer's block, sometimes it helps to think about the concept or like the feeling I'm exploring and like, yeah, try to write out some verses in Spanish and see what the English translation looks like.
Yeah. Did you grow up speaking both languages?
No. I grew up in suburbs of Cincinnati to like a, you know, Jewish and mixed European family. So no, but I just lived in Nicaragua for about a year. And then I've been spending a lot of time in Latin America in the winter months for a long time.
Yeah. Mad respect. I love languages and I'm great at learning a little bit of a lot of them and then not sticking with it and getting fluent. So kudos on being fluent.
Thank you. I don't know if I'm fluent, but I'm certainly conversational.
No, fluent enough to write a song. That's pretty good.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So once again, Brother Jax is playing the album release show for the new record, The End Times. Is it The End Times or just End Times?
End Times.
Just End Times. This Thursday night at Colony in Woodstock with a full band. It's going to be a beautiful time. Have you played these songs with a full band in front of people before?
No. So this is a virginal performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And it was fun because when we put together the album, it became a pretty maximalist album with like a lot of layered instruments.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun and gratifying to rehearse these songs and hear them like really come to life with a seven-piece band.
Yeah. Are there instruments on the record that are not in the live band, or do you have it all covered?
There are. Yeah. I collaborated a lot with my buddy Ben in Cincinnati, who plays keys and synth.
Sure.
And organ on the record, and Ben could not make it.
That's okay.
But the music will sound good without Ben.
100%.
Although
you got John Ackerman. I mean,
I got John. Yeah.
I played in a Unicorn Brass Band with him.
Oh, cool.
He was trumpet one. I was trumpet whatever else they needed.
Beautiful. Are you guys still gigging these days?
They are. I took a hiatus for the summer because I got too busy with weddings, but I would love to get back into it. And John was very inspiring as a trumpet player because he's outstanding. And then I would be like, man, like it's hard to hit that high note. And he'd be like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, it's hard for you too. So it's always good to remember that.
Yeah. Making it look easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Brother Jax, once again, if you're just joining me in the studio, I'm going to ask you for one more song. But first, where can we go to follow your music, buy your music, perhaps?
You can follow me at this point wherever you follow anyone else, Instagram or et cetera.
Do you TikTok?
I do a little bit.
Yeah, I dabble a little bit
myself. TikTok. And
yeah.
I hear I should do more of the TikTok. I'm actually most enthused about YouTube as like a platform for art
and so music discovery. I think it's a good platform for music discovery, YouTube.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. And I think like the algorithm is a little more favorable for the creator. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm into YouTube. But if folks want to listen to the album, they can listen to the album online wherever they listen to music.
Bandcamp?
Bandcamp I will update promptly.
Cool.
And there's records for sale at a number of different record stores around in Kingston and also Accord. And the number of record stores is growing.
Awesome.
Keep passing them out.
That's great.
And I'll have records for sale at the Colony as well.
Cool. And that is Thursday night. Do you know what time doors are offhand?
Yeah, yeah. Doors are at 6, and the show's going to kick off at 7.
Oh, nice. Harrison's going to
play a set, and then Mallory's going to play a set, and then, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, yeah. Would you grace us with one more?
Yes. Yes. A pleasure. And thanks again for having me today. This last song is called Green and Orange. I felt like it was a fitting song to end with because it is written about autumn, the fall, the colors of autumn.
So you're bathing in the green opaque on where I was busy laying on the bank in the orange light. Then the moon was like a silver haze over your stony gaze, and I was taken into the green. Falling and hanging on to the naked green and orange trees in the morning, intoxicating life. We were lovers in a strange idea of color that could rip open the foundation and lay my heart bare.
KZE. Brother Jax has been my guest. Once again, the new album is called End Times. And what are some of those record stores where you can get it?
Right now, Rhino Records in Kingston. And the other record store that's in Uptown Kingston, I think it's Rocket 9.
Yeah, Rocket Number 9, I think.
Rocket Number 9.
Yeah.
And Freak Out Records over in Accord.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And more to come.
And there will be more.
Or
I just need to drive around and you know, just throw them around.
Yeah, just chuck them in like discus into the door and they'll put them on sale, or just go to the show on Thursday and buy one.
Yeah, that would be that would be great. It would also be great to meet you if you want to buy the record.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in. That was a great way to start my Monday.
Thanks for having me again. This is fun.
We got your community bulletin board, some Beatles up next on 98.1 KZE.